One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review, the only nationally syndicated show talking about video games on all these sports networks. Rick Tittle with you. That's me. You're you. We got an hour. We got less than an hour to talk about video games, and not just sports video games, but all video games. And we'll do it together at the toll-free line. That's right. We'll pay for the call. 1-800-878-7529. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world. I'm here for you. I've been playing video games for a long time. I'm sure you have too. But even if I got to play 24/7 with clockwork orange wires keeping my eyelids open, I still wouldn't agree with everything that you say, or vice versa, right? We all have our own cup of tea. So what do you think, my unpaid correspondents? What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? What's overhyped? What's underhyped? Let's talk about it together. 1-800-878-7529. Also proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network worldwide. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're with. Thanks for keeping us and our allies safe. And we know the video games bring you a little home cooking. So if you get a chance, we'll hear from you as well overseas at 1-800-878-PLAY. And the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. Questions, comments, or concerns, as I said, but also you can use that address to win the video game. I'll give away at 40 after in just over a half hour. And at the end of the show, a cheat code for an older game. Send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. We stream through sportsbyline.com. Just click listen live on the website there and you hear the programming. Also on sbnationlive.com. We're there. Also Sirius XM 211 in progress. The Dan Patrick channel and CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, your cable provider, 35 million homes. We're there as well. Also the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. Try to get you every which way we can. If you want to send a tweet at me or an X, whatever they call it, that's at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's. So we'll take a quick break. We got an hour to talk about video games. Let's do it on the Video Game Review.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SELL-FAST is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Get on in and get heard. All right, Starfield came out this week, and yeah, I got to admit, I wish it was on PS5. So I could play it. And I don't feel like getting it for PC because I want to get it for PS5. But right now it's an exclusive, so I might have to. So I'm weighing what I want to do. But I looked at IGN's review and they gave it a 7. I find it hard to believe once you see everything you get to do in this game that it can be a 7. But then again, you know, it's just one person's review, and that was Dan Stapleton that said it. And if you think about the last time Bethesda did a pure single-player RPG, it was Fallout 4, which was the only game that they did better than Fallout 4 to me was Skyrim. So, you know, you just think about getting in and, you know, to me it's like No Man's Sky with a Bethesda touch to it. I mean, it just seems amazing. And so the complaint was, and the article I read from Dan was that he said, I felt lost in space. And that, you know, 70 hours in, he still hadn't touched on so many different things. And there were too many backstories about wars between three major factions and mysterious space death claws called terror morphs. There's pirates. And it's sort of maybe reminiscent of The Expanse, Firefly, or Starship Troopers. a lot of references from Aliens to Blade Runner and Interstellar. Maybe a little of Indiana Jones influence if it's sending you on a treasure hunt to collect mysterious artifacts. But, you know, there was a game you might remember. It's hard to believe it's been 4 years ago, called The Outer Worlds from Obsidian. And I was very excited about that game because to me, that looked like No Man's Sky, except more of an RPG style game, over the shoulder, first person. And I thought Outer Worlds was a big disappointment. I didn't play it for very long because it just wasn't fun. And so I guess you have to learn the difference between the United Colonies and the Freestar Collective. But, you know, as you go along with your character picking up items and going to your skill tree and your traits, trying to modify everything, it's tough to choose. People always say on your first playthrough, first of all, I'm not doing a second playthrough. I never have. I never will. I mean, it's hard when you can pick so many different. I mean, I know for Diablo, I picked the wrong thing. I should have been a mage because I thought, no, I want to use melee weapons. And then I find that all the other classes also use melee weapons, so they have really cool spells that you can't do. I'm like, all right. But there are some different aspects to it, too, where the complaint was that he would talk to other people who played and they're all having completely different experiences because they haven't done the same thing or met anything. And that 70 hours in, there were storylines and quest lines and NPCs and planets that he had no idea that were going on. But to me, that's not a complaint. I would, in fact, call it a compliment that you played 70 hours and you haven't scratched the surface yet. Now, if you want a game that is just going to give you instant results, then play Call of Duty. Spawn, kill, spawn, die, spawn, die, spawn, die, spawn, kill, 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 kill streak. That is the ultimate game for people with short attention spans or people who just want that type of game. But if you want to immerse yourself in something, I think that's a compliment to say after 70 hours there are major quest lines that he hasn't even heard of yet. So there are some side quests that you get to act out your character's morals. We saw that in Fallout 3. Do you execute the prisoners and let them go? And then it would, you know, if your moral choice was bad, then it'd be like boop, like this red meter. And then if it was good, it was green, it was like boop. It never really amounted to anything. How about Adam to get to Eve with the Bioshocks? Do you sacrifice or do you save them? We get those sometimes. There's no doubt. There was a dispute between a ship full of colonists on an obnoxious resort planet. And you could either peacefully resolve the conflict in which you had to solve a puzzle, or you could blow up all the colonists. Now, I will say, the first time I played Fallout 3, Alfred Tenpenny with Megatown, I was in his tower and it's like, press the button and you can nuke the whole town. And I did. And I found out later I missed about at least 8 side quests and missions and things I could have obtained. And I told my friends, they go, you nuked it, right? And they went, no. I know people said, well, I did all the quests, then I nuked it. I said, I just pressed the button. I was like an hour into the game. I just pressed the button because how often do you have a chance to nuke a whole town in a video game, right? Rick, that's terrible. I'm so sorry. There's also in Starfield a Crimson Fleet, which is the pirates, and you can just live that life of smuggling and space crime and try to become a legendary pirate yourself. You can do that. There's no shortage of interesting companion characters to bring along. They chat with you. There's definitely a focus on Sarah, who's the virtuous leader of Constellation, and Sam, a former cop with a young daughter in tow that he brings around, kind of like, you know, Last of Us. There's also a scientist named Barrett that you can bring along on your missions as well. So when you think about fast travel, You know, you get into your ship, you get fired up and say, I'm going to go over here. But the thing is, you can't go anywhere without fast traveling. Now, in Fallout and in Skyrim, you could walk it or you could ride a horse. And believe me, I walked Tamriel up and down, left and right. And also in those Fallout games, what was it, Virginia, West Virginia, Massachusetts, I have walked it and it ain't fun because I'm always over encumbered, always. But the other nuisances that were are put out is that there are no mini maps when you're on foot. You don't get any kind of idea of where you are, and it can be very, very exasperating that way. Well, I would love to play this myself instead of just looking at other people's reviews. But one of the things I saw that sounds pretty cool is that you can build outposts. It's like Fallout 4, make a settlement. I had a whole town I built a fence around. I had that whole town. That sounds pretty cool to do something like that. And even in Skyrim, I had houses in a couple of places. I had one in Whiterun and someplace else. But looking forward to get my hands on it. If you played it, would love to hear from you. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittles. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming up in the next segment here on the Video Game Review, I'll give away a brand new game. What do you think of that? 1-800-878-PLAY. One more note about Starfield. This happened before the game came out. So this is about 2 weeks ago. I just saw this story that a man in Memphis, Tennessee.
Why do you got to say it like that, Rick?
Sorry. A man in Memphis, Tennessee. I did it again. That's the volunteer state. He was arrested and charged with the theft of Starfield. This is according to a story on Kotaku. 29-year-old Darren Harris posted the first 45 minutes of the game online, and it went viral even after it was taken down from YouTube. Harris also posted listings for additional copies of the game with videos showing him going to FedEx to pay for shipping of the copies. An affidavit filed in Shelby County says the Memphis Police Department was contacted by the head of security and loss prevention at Vantiva, formerly Technicolor, telling Memphis Police Department about the theft and that Starfield was not available for release until September 6th. And so then, with the help of Vantiva, an officer verified that the games were stolen property, then received a warrant and searched Harris's home. The officer found one FedEx package with a copy of the stolen game for Xbox Series Starfield games and two Xbox Series upgrade editions, also three handguns and marijuana. One of the handguns was stolen. You're in deep doo-doo now, Harris. And he said he purchased the game from an unknown individual, and so he is charged with a felony theft, misdemeanor theft, and misdemeanor possession of marijuana, and he had a $10,000 bond and he got out. But it's interesting, over the years when I've gone to video game parties and such, and I have to sign a release which says that the information is embargoed, which I always think is a funny term, because it's sort of like, what is this, contraband? Are these like Cuban cigars? A lot of times I have been given video games and with a very stern note, which says you are not allowed to talk about this game until whenever. And that's called getting a preview copy of the game. And I have no problem with that. I have never gotten a preview copy of a game and then thought, oh my gosh, I need to praise this or slam this so badly that I just can't wait, and I'll get in trouble for it. I remember at Super Bowl 50, was out here in Santa Clara. That's one where the Donkeys beat the Panthers, and they told us, when you get your Super Bowl credential, do not take a picture of it and put it on social media or it'll be revoked, because they didn't want people who were going to make a fake credential to see what they looked like. This guy immediately got his, held it up, took a selfie and put it on Twitter.
And then he immediately had it revoked. And I remember his tweet. He said, "Yep, I got it revoked. They said not to do it, but I couldn't resist." He had to brag. I just love the fact that he's like, "I knew what I was doing. I'm dumb. I messed up. I'm so sorry." It happens. But yeah, stealing a game and then getting it out there, I don't really know what that does for you, except you can brag. "I had it first." "How'd you have it first?" "I stole it." Okay. That sounds great. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. Also saw the news. As you know, all the video game movies in the 80s and the 90s, they were mostly missed, not too many hits. The original Tron was good. What other ones? Crickets. But it was reported this week that Stray, which is, of course, is a indie hit game but from Digital Spy, it's getting turned into a movie. That's right. It's an orange kitty. He falls into a mysterious cyberpunk city populated by a lot of robots and flesh-eating eyeball bugs, makes friends with a drone to figure out what's going on. So the studio Annapurna Animation is lining up multiple new projects since they had a good debut with Nimona, and Stray is going to be one of those. The co-lead Robert Baird said, quote, "This is a game that's all about what makes us human, and there are no humans in it. It's a buddy comedy about a cat and a robot, and there's such a hilarious dynamic. So there's comedy inherent in this, but there's not one human being in this movie. I think it's one of the reasons why the cat was incredibly popular. What you are seeing is the world through this point of view from an adorable cat. And how did they pull that off, and how are we going to pull that off in the movie? We will, even though sometimes it feels impossible. But we know that's the essence of the game and the key to telling the story." This guy also was explaining how the developer Blue 12 referred to the game as Hope Punk, which I think is interesting. He said, "I love that term, Hope Punk. I think if we are going to do this adaption justice, this is going to be the first and greatest Hope Punk movie that's ever been made." All right. We'll see how that goes then. A 1-800-878-PLAY. You know what's funny? There's one more thing I got to mention about Starfield, because I was just talking about how we get these things early and then we're supposed to be embargoed and we can't get them. One of the biggest complaints, and I think why in the end the guy Stapleton at IGN gave it a 7, is that we in the media didn't get early access. That's what they did not. They did not want to do that. They didn't want to give out an advanced copy. And so the people who review the games, like me, we got them when you got them, except I didn't get them at all because I don't have an Xbox. Rick, how do you host a show? I have an Xbox 360. It's pretty old. But is that also a bias? Is it? Can that be a bias? Absolutely, that can. Absolutely. Also, before I go to the break, I have to. Netflix has announced again that they're going to be expanding much more big into gaming. And this is real gaming. You know, when you go into a casino and they say gaming, it's gambling. But now gaming is video games and it's gambling. That's just the way the NFL and MLB and the NHL and NBA, they all got into bed with DraftKings and what's the other one? The other stupid one where you just might as well rip up your money and throw it away. Rick, I'm good at it. Sure you are. Anyway, it's their way of making it that gambling is a bad word. So now it's gaming. It's a game. I feel like every week for the past, 100 weeks, literally, I've been reading, Netflix is really pumping it up. Have you seen the Amazon video games? I can't even be arsed to even try to click on one to download. They look horrendous. They look like shareware games. You're not getting anything good. I mean, that's just the key to it. When we have, why do you think kids don't go outside to play anymore? Because when you have a high def, if I was growing up with a high def screen and arcade style video games and movies on demand on a blink, I wouldn't go outside either. Right? So this is what we're going to do. We're going to start playing these games if they're good or not. But I just think, like, you know, Netflix and Amazon are like, oh, we need to get into this too. This is the future. It's like, well, if you just have garbage games, I mean, you're better off having a ripoff of a Tetris or a ripoff of Breakout like everybody else. You know, I remember there was a 2K NBA game years ago that had mini games. And I didn't really care for the action. I played Carmelo Anthony doing skee-ball mini game. I played that more than the actual game because that was actually funner than the actual basketball game. So anyway, Netflix is, they say we're going to be the Netflix of games. That's cute. That's like Cadillac putting in, you know, new leather seats. We're going to be the Cadillac of leather seats in the Cadillac. Ah, okay. Maybe that's a bad example. But Netflix says they're going all in again. Okay. We'll take a quick break and we come back. We'll give away a brand new game and your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review.
Rise of Gaming.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast. It is 40 after. This is the time we give away a brand new game. We means me. And the way you win it is just by answering a simple question to my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. The game I'm giving away, which just came out on August 24th, it's called King's Bounty 2. It's on the PS4, the PS5, the Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. It's on everything. It is developed and published by 1C Entertainment. And here's the blurb quote. In the turn-based strategy game King's Bounty 2, experience a vast fantasy world that expertly blends beloved genre tropes with gritty realism to ensure players remain grounded in this desperate realm-wide struggle. Rated T for teen, alcohol reference. Can I get a beer? Mild blood, mild language, mild suggestive themes. What's that mean? That's what she said. And violence. That's the last one. Violence. And of course, the game before this was called King's Bounty. What would be a good name for the sequel? There's no right or wrong answer. The best name, I'll give you a hint. King's Bounty was the first one. King's Bounty 2 was the second one. What would be a good game name for the sequel? 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call, but you need to email me, rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. This game, apparently, the main story is 30 hours. If you do everything, it's about 54 hours. Once again, King's Bounty 2 from 1C Entertainment. The things we do for love. Oh, that's 10cc. Just for fun, I saw this article on Game Rant recently about the most expensive in-game items ever sold in the history of video games, which are pretty amazing. But if you go back to Star Citizen, the Javelin, do you remember that? There are a limited number of ships that were put out for purchase for $2,500. Also on RuneScape, the Blue Party Hat, you would fork over from a third-party dealer $4,000. This is all coming off the backs of the Baldur's Gate 3 experience I was talking about last show, $250. That's for the special collector's edition. In World of Zorkrath, the Zuezo and Twin Blades of Azanoth. You know, if you think about that player named Shaq coveted the elusive weapon so much, they offered it to purchase another player's character, Zuezo, a level 70 rogue, for $9,500. Remember, time is money, right? And if you don't want to put in the time and the effort to get your paladin and his warhorse up to speed, have somebody else do, this is what gold farming is about, and this is why gold farmers are, let's just say, parasites and not well-liked. Team Fortress 2, the Burning Killer exclusive. That was the 600 keys press fedora hat. Do you remember that? It went about as high as 400 buds, as it was called, or $12,000. Team Fortress 2, by the way, was included in the orange box. They didn't know what to call it, but that was pretty good. The orange box was from Valve, and it had Half-Life 2, Episodes 1, Episodes 2, and then it had Team Fortress 2, and then it had a game named Portal, which was a throw-in. And I still, on a shiny disc, have seen a better deal, because Portal by itself would have been worth that. Half-Life 2 Part 1 would have been worth than Half-Life Part 2. Team Fortress, I didn't even really play, because those other three games were amazing. Once again, the orange box, which I had on the aforementioned 360. Diablo 3, which just came out, which I have, The Echoing Fury. It's about $40 billion of in-game gold, and someone has bought it for $15,000. Look, if you have money to burn, who was the NBA star that said his kids ran up like 15 grand just in like skins and other, cosmetic things in Call of Duty? If you have, if money's no object and you really want that item, and it'll be much more fun playing with The Echoing Fury, I guess it's not a big deal. It's just shocking to the rest of us. Age of Wushu. That big meat cleaver looking slab, it's called the Dragon Slaying Saber. In 2017, one sold for $16,000. Eve Online, the Gold Magnate. Look, you buy anything gold, it's going to be worth a lot of money. But Scott Manley, the British YouTuber, gamer, astrophysicist, he wanted to buy a gold magnate. And this was a charity campaign, which was for those horrible Australian bushfires called Plex for Good. And so he paid $33,500 to buy one. That's a little bit different because that's for charity. But it's still, that's how high it went. You look at Dota 2. The Ethereal Flames Pink War Dog, which is about as ugly and weird as anything you're ever going to see. Someone bought one for $38,000. I got a couple more here. Remember Second Life, where Dwight Schrute called himself Dwight and he was a paper merchant flying around? It's like, no, you're supposed to be something else. But the item was not a weapon, but a city. It was Amsterdam. And someone on Second Life painstakingly recreated Amsterdam with the moving trams, the red light district, the Dom plots, where I spent a lot of time in my 20s, and some of the bad neighborhoods. And so it was put online, and someone paid $50,000 for the fake Amsterdam. Isn't that from The Wire? Isn't that Baltimore? No, it's Amsterdam. Also, we got a couple more here. Counter-Strike Go. The souvenir AWP Dragon Lore. It's a sniper rifle. And this one went for $61,000. But the best one of all, Entropia Universe, there were a lot of, this was sort of just known for its extravagance purchasers, and the developers, the Swedish developers, Mind Arc, there was a guy named John Jacobs who actually took out a second mortgage on his house to buy an asteroid for $10,000, and then he built something called Club Never Die on it. And then Jacobs decided to build housing around it, and then he decided he was going to sell it. And you think he's dumb? getting 10 grand. He sold it for $635,000. But I'm not done yet. Because another extravagant player, meaning Rich, right? His name was Buzz Eric Lightyear. He bought a space station called the Calypso for $330,000. And then he sold it to a studio called SEC Virtual World for $6 million. No, I know. That, you talk about investing in real estate. Investing in real estate here, this planet, investing in real estate in the real world. If you can turn around, I mean, can you imagine, like, if you had, what it was, your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your best friend, your parents, whatever, how much did you pay for that virtual space station? $330,000. I think a lot of people would faint and call you every name in the book, and then you come back and go, yeah, I flipped it for $6 million. You, I sold it on. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's get to the new releases this week. There was a weekend release of NBA 2K, which was on Friday night. That was a big deal. So the rest of these are Tuesdays. But since we've last spoken, the Friday night reveal of the new gen and the past gen, I did say it was coming out, but I just wanted to make sure if you missed it, NBA 2K24. Next gen on the X and the S and the 5, past gen, Switch, PC, Xbox One, and PS4. Sprout Valley for the Switch and the PC. I doesn't exist, that with Rod Smart, he hate me. I doesn't exist on the PC and the Mac. Also, Escape Academy for the Switch. Eternites, September, yeah, it's coming out on Tuesday, PC, PS4, PS5. Myth Force on the 1, the X, and the S, the 4, and the 5, and the Switch. Newer, play with your food. What were the other possible names for this game? The 4 and the 5 and the PC. Pixel Ripped 1995 on the PS5. Super Bomberman R2 on all the systems. The Isle Tide Hotel on all the systems and your phones, Android and iPhones. Gravity Oddity on all the big systems. Gunbrella on the Switch and PC. Heretic's Fork on the PC. Land Above, Sea Below on the PC. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, the hidden treasure. Beth, this is going to be on the Switch. We'll talk about that next week. Summum Aeterna. That's hard to spell. All the systems except PC. The Crew Motor Fest. All the systems except the Switch. Treachery in Beatdown City Ultra Remix. X and the S, 1, Switch, and PC. And then a game just called Ugly on the Xbox One, the Nintendo Switch, and the PC. It has no rating. It is developed by Team Ugly and is published by Graffiti Games. And it actually looks kind of funny. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back with the cheat code right here on Sports Byline.
airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you for that, and thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, and remember, throughout the week, if you do have a video, because we only do this for an hour, and then the other 6 days and 23 hours are sports talk on all these networks. Great to have you with us. But anyway, if you'd like to ask me a video game question, comment, concern, you can send those to rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com, and I'll get back to you. So you use that address to ask for a cheat code for an older game. I like doing the little legwork for you. This one comes from Fran. I like that. Fran says, do you have anything for Commandos Strike Force? Wow, that's going back to the PS2. I do have one for you. If you enter the word when it says put in a name for your profile, put in the word Truco. All caps, T-R-U-C-O. Once again, T-R-U-C-O. If you put that in, you automatically gain access to all missions on the PS2's classic Commandos Strike Force. And that's a good one, I got to say. Getting access to all. Yes. Getting access to all the missions is not too shabby. And neither were you for tuning in to live radio. Nice to have you with us. We'll check you out next week right here. I'm Rick Tittle on the Video Game Review.